Hello, everybody. Welcome back to The Way That I See It. My name is Lucy Superfox, and this is my podcast. So on this week's episode called What I Know So Far, I'm going to be talking about energy and what I have learned over the last few years of doing my personal development, doing my growth, doing my healing, and hopefully then sharing with you some wisdom and some knowledge specific. Oh my God, my S is today, specific to energy. So first things first, what is energy? Now, on a scientific level, and I am no scientist, it is simply atoms or molecules vibrating and moving that creates everything from what we see to what we hear to what we are made up of as human beings. So when we're talking about energy in the sense of, you know, creating, manifesting, designing, attracting, when we're talking about it from that side of things, it's actually just simple science in that we are just molecules vibrating and we want to manipulate and address how they vibrate in order to change or influence how our reality looks. Now, we're going to talk a little bit about how we influence our energy, first of all. So I believe really there are three types of energy that we as human beings need to be looking after. So the first one is our physical energy. So that is obvious stuff, right? Like, make sure you're sleeping, make sure you're drinking enough water, make sure you're exercising, because these things are not only kind of like logical tick box exercises that actually just make a difference in how your body operates and also how you feel, but they actually impact how the energy moves through your body. So if you are dehydrated, if you're not consuming enough water for your body's needs, and there is no standard amount in my opinion, but if you're not consuming enough water for your body's needs, then it simply cannot move nutrients around your body. You're going to feel drained. You're going to feel tired. If you're not moving your body and getting enough exercise, your digestion's going to be sluggish. Therefore, you're not going to be absorbing what you need from that food. You're going to probably like you're feeling lethargic or bloated all the time. If you're not getting enough sleep, your body isn't doing what it needs to at rest. It's not going to be producing the hormones. It's not going to be helping regulate your blood sugar levels. It's not going to be helping regulate your cortisol levels. And you're going to find yourself feeling frazzled and exhausted. So they are three great examples, plus obviously the quality nutrition that you consume that can have a massive impact on your physical energy. Now, your physical energy is a big part of your manifestational power and your manifestational process. So if actually you are consuming lots of processed foods, you're drinking too much alcohol, and your version of too much is your version, right? Not my version, but you're not exercising enough, you maybe you're not drinking enough water, and you'll know this, you'll listen to this and be like, oh my God, that's me. I'm not here to give you a guideline, but you will know what feels good for you. And if you don't, then this is where, you know, working with someone like myself or a coach can really help you, give you those guidelines. But in those four instances, when we're not doing those things to allow our body, our physical energy to vibrate higher, to feel really good, we're actually reducing our manifestational capacity because we're reducing the energy that we have available to do things, right? So that's not only impacting our practical ability, so how much action we can take, how much energy we can put forth to the activities in our day to create our dream life, but also it's impacting our vibrational energy. Because if we are vibrating at a low energy because we're tired, we're sluggish, we're lethargic, it's not exactly your biggest manifestational power right there, is it? So when it comes to energy, what I have learned in my personal experience and what I've learned with coaching hundreds of clients at this point is there is no right or wrong answer for how much or how little exercise, water, food you need to be handling. What I try to teach my clients is to really know themselves, to really discover for themselves what their right amount of water is, what their right amount of sleep is. But sometimes as part of that, there is a period of elimination. So eliminating the crap food. As part of that, sometimes there is a period of having to intentionally increase the water, increase sleep and increase the exercise to know where your boundaries are. And the truth is, if you are also going through a state of burnout, and I've talked a lot about this on previous podcasts, so if you've just discovered me, make sure to scroll back and you can find episode after episode all about burnout and what that likely looks like for you. But if you're also experiencing burnout right now, your prioritization of these four things, so quality, nutrition, sleep, hydration, and exercise, are actually going to be more important than ever. Now, the exercise is a really controversial one because there's a really, there's a big movement online that the more is better, like the whole kind of less is, you know, less calories, move more is the answer to losing weight. And as a woman in her mid-30s, I can tell you that is not the solution. Regulating your nervous system, balancing your hormones, improving your gut health, and then increasing the quality of your nutrition, where relevant, decreasing your caloric consumption and increasing some levels of low intensity exercise, it can be really beneficial for weight loss. But if you are someone right now who finds yourself training in the gym 5 days a week, maybe teaching, if you're, you know, a PT or a fitness instructor, you're teaching on top of that and then trying to hit these crazy step counts, you're likely going to need more rest and recovery than you think. And so this is where sometimes working with an external person can really give you that sense of perspective. So whether or not you're looking for a transformation coach, whether you're looking for someone to do kind of, you know, a 30-day kind of reset protocol, reach out. I can definitely send you in the right direction to some people I would recommend to work with for those things. But if right now you are somebody who's like, okay, I've got a sense of what they are, but I'm just not managing it, then you've just got to accept that if you're not managing it, or if you're not implementing it, then number one, your body's running the show. So your mind is weaker than your body, right? And I'll talk about that in a second. But two, that nothing's going to change. Nothing's going to change, because the physical energy that you have dictates the emotional energy that you have, dictates the mental energy that you have, and therefore not only your manifestational power, but your capability and your ability to do the things. So if you aren't prioritizing the water, the exercise, the sleep, the quality food, you're not going to be operating at the level that you could operate at, therefore impacting what's possible for you in your creation. Most people know their potential. They know what they could do. They know what could be possible for them, but they don't ever move towards it because they're not prioritizing the basic things and then telling themselves stories about why those things don't apply to them. It applies to every single one of us. Water and sleep are my number two. I actually have learned that I have quite a lot of flexibility around my nutrition. My nutrition needs to flex in and around my hormonal cycle. But guys, I've spent 5 years tracking my cycle, 5 years tracking my moods, 5 years tracking my energy, working out the balance of what, how much exercise versus too little exercise. It's why I stopped going to the gym 6 months ago and started Reformer. You know, I've worked out I can go to Reformer 3 times a week. When I go 4 times a week, oh, I'm not in a good way, right? So I can work out that if I do 15,000 steps, I'm okay and maybe need a little nap. If I do any more than that, I'm absolutely burnt out and exhausted. So what you've got to know is there isn't a one size fits all, but creating that self-trust, cultivating that self-autonomy, I guess, you know, that autonomy to know the difference, to discern the difference between what is a, you know, a goal set from the outside on the fitness world or the lifestyle world about what you should be doing. And again, guys, whenever we hear the word should, we should hear the word shame, right? And obligation. But actually, it's about working out what your amount of those things are that increases your energy rather than decreases it. But if you are not prioritizing drinking plenty of water, eating good quality food, moving your body on a regular basis, and guys, you know, I hate consistency. I fucking hate the word. So moving your body on a regular basis and then prioritizing sleep where possible. Shout out to you new mamas. I know it's not that easy. Then it's going to be very difficult for things to change because the practical energy just isn't there. So if you're going through something like perimenopause, you're going through pregnancy, you're going through, you know, like burnout, like I've talked about, then the irony is these are the four things you need to prioritize, because what your mental health and emotional health will be dictated to by your physical health. And don't get me wrong, your emotional health and mental health can absolutely impact the behaviors you have that impact your physical health. But in my opinion, if we start with the foundation of physical health, so those physical well-being factors, you will always be improving your emotional and mental health by doing those things. They are never going to take away from those things, as long as, like I've said, we're not throwing ourselves into the gym for 12 hours a week in the pursuit of regulating our energy. So first things first is your physical energy really matters. And when you find yourself thinking, you know, and I've been that person, you know, I'm a massive adrenaline junkie. How I didn't know I had ADHD absolutely blows my mind. Adrenaline and dopamine junkie over here. You know, I used to work crazy hours. I used to not go to sleep for days at a time, whether I was partying or working in events, or, you know, I was that person that I could create such hyper focus. I would work on something for hours and hours and hours and work out. It was 3 a.m. in the morning. And eventually that caught up with me. And this is not me as an old person saying to you young people, it's going to catch up with you. This is me telling you it's going to catch up with you. So if you don't want it to catch up with you and you actually want to have that happy, healthy, energized body that continues on a long-term basis, prioritize those four things. And I promise you the transformation in you will be game-changing, because what most people try to do is go from 0 to 100, but those things are kind of like sitting somewhere at like 50. You know, and actually most people are obsessed with the 1% of like, oh, well, I should count a few more calories, or, you know, I should track my steps a bit harder 7 days a week. And I'm like, actually, if you just do these four things over and over and over and over and over and over whilst working on your mindset, whilst healing your trauma, whilst doing those things, I promise you, you will come out the other side of that at some point, no defined timeline, I'm afraid, on growth, in a state where you just feel really fucking good about yourself. But we live in such a world that's like more, 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 high pressure, high pressure, high pressure. If you're not hustling, you're going backwards. If you're not working out 7 days a week, you're fucking lazy. Fuck that. Fuck that. Let me tell you, that life, because I've lived it, if you are a high performer, overachiever, ADHD-er, sensitive nervous system-er, it will kill you. And it's hard because we love the rush, right? We love the rush of the fast-paced workouts. We love the rush of the, you know, the intense work ethic. But the truth is, sustainability is the answer. Not consistency, because no one's perfect. No one's life is the same day to day. There is no way I wake up with the same energy, the same emotions, the same hormones any day of the week, right? So having this concept that I can be consistent is bullshit. But what I can do is create things sustainably that I do regularly that make me feel good. And so this is where you're in your energy game, in your manifestation game, you have to prioritize your physical well-being and your physical energy as a primary driver. So that's physical. Number two is emotional energy. And your emotional energy and mental energy are very obviously closely linked. So if we think about this on a kind of cellular level, maybe that's right, a scientific level. So your mental energy, so your ability to process things, your ability to make decisions, your ability to understand things. So your cognitive consumption of information, your cognitive processing, so how your mind works, right, is impacted by your physical energy. But it's also impacted by your emotional energy. Now, emotional energy for me is stored in the body. So emotions are not stored in the mind. Memories are stored in the mind. Emotions are stored in the body. So the challenge is that if you are somebody that is, you know, pushing yourself, maybe practically, so physically in the physical realm, you're pushing yourself hard, hard, hard. You're then living this hard, hard, hard mental reality. And then you've been through some shit in your life, because who the fuck hasn't? What's going to happen is your body emotionally is going to be dysregulated. So energetically, you're not lining up your physical energy with your emotional energy, with your mental energy, because you're mentally and physically burnt out. And emotionally, you're living in the past because of the stored emotions stored in your body. So to increase your mental energy, the four things I've talked about, so the physical things, sleep, hydration, quality, nutrition, and exercise, but also is things like meditation, is also things like mindset and personal development, is reading and consuming books. Because what you're then able to do is you're using neuroplasticity, which basically means that the mind is moldable, that we can learn new things, to learn things in line with the direction of the life you want to create, rather than reliving the past from the day before. So this is Joe Dispenza here paraphrasing, but this is Joe Dispenza, kind of what he says in detail, is we think 60 to 70,000 thoughts on a daily basis. 90% of those thoughts are the same as the day before. If you believe that thoughts have anything to do with your reality, which we do, everyone on this podcast generally does, that your thoughts impact your emotions, your emotions impact your physical actions, and then we go round and round and round. And your actions obviously impact, as well as your emotions, impact your physical manifestations. So if you want your life to change, but you're not changing your thoughts and you're not changing your emotions and you're not changing your actions on a daily basis, then nothing is actually going to change, because we think 90% of the same thoughts as we did the day before. So if you are not doing the work, and I'm calling it work because it is work, to change the way that you think, so the thought patterns, the narratives, the mindset, the stories in your mind about what's possible for you, who you think you are, what you can achieve, what you can't, what's happening in the economy, what other people are doing, what's happening with social media, those things, if you are not investing in those things and cultivating them in the direction you want to go, you will always become a victim to your mind. You will always be a victim to the past version of you, because that is what is stored in your subconscious. Your subconscious is 95% of your mind. So you are living from the past 95% of the time. And so your job is to make sure that the 5% of the time that does get to do the work is learning new things in line with the direction that you want to go in, creating energy, creating mental stimulation. Because that's one of the other challenges that I really believe that we see. You know, we live in a world where ADHD is more diagnosed than ever, more recognized than ever. But the challenge is most of us are actually just flitting between overstimulated and understimulated. We're understimulated because we're exhausted and burnt out, and so therefore don't want to do any of those things. We're overstimulated because we're consuming so much content and devices, you know, and working online and being online and social media that has nothing to do with the life we're actually trying to create, that our mental energy is drained and overwhelmed. So this is why we have to do that personal development and mindset work. This is why we have to get those physical, practical foundations. And the final bit is emotional energy. So number three, emotional energy. We have to do the work to heal the energy stored in the body. We have to do the work to clear the path of what's happened to us in our previous versions of our life, previous existences, if you want to believe in that too, you know, who we've been up to this point. We have to do the work to clear the energy, the negative energy that's stored in the body and in the nervous system. I have done years and years and years of therapy and personal development. I'm like 11 years into my journey now. And it's only in the last couple of years that I've really prioritized also clearing things emotionally on a somatic, which means body level, and helping regulate my nervous system. Now, the connection between the body, the mind, and of course, how that impacts your manifestational power is massive. So if you imagine it like a circuit, and if you've not seen my reel that went absolutely bananas on my Instagram, it's actually going to be changing handle soon, top secret for you, but it's currently Next Level Lucy. It's changing to the way I see it. But you can also find it via Lucy Superfox Instagram. Anyway, I digress, and on TikTok. But that reel, I basically show how when you are misaligned in body, so when your chakras are misaligned, and chakras are basically just, another word for them is your energy centers, right? Energy centers connected to the main core organs in your body. When they are misaligned or dysregulated because of energy stored in your body that is not helpful, that impacts your vibrational and manifestational field. Now, I know I'm getting a bit woo-woo and a bit metaphysics on you, but when you watch the diagram, when you go and watch it, I'll link it in the show notes. I'll link it so that you can see it. It is game-changing when you get it. And so we have to do all three parts of this work. We have to do the physical work, we have to do the emotional work, and we have to do the mental work. And so for me, this was a journey and a half, but I would say to you, the person I am today would never go back to the person who trains in the gym 6 days a week. I would never go back to the person who doesn't do her, you know, reformer, doesn't get her walks in, doesn't do her audios when she, you know, when I, on a regular basis. I would never go back to not hydrating properly. I would never go back to, let me think of something else. I'm trying to think of some bad behaviors. I would never go back to going on weekend benders, because the truth is, when you feel fucking awesome, when your energy is absolutely aligned, when you feel so good in body, mind, spirit, honestly, why would you want to go back? And the challenge is, the reason I believe most people don't really shift their energy on a deep fundamental basis is because they're afraid. Because they're afraid of the unknown. We would rather stay in the comfort of the known, even if it's really uncomfortable, as in we don't like ourselves, we don't like the way we look, we talk to ourselves like shit, we feel like crap. We would rather stay in the comfort of the known than the discomfort of the unknown. And I know, because I've wanted to stay in the comfort of the known for a long time, because it's terrifying. What's on the other side? We don't know. Who am I on the other side? We don't know. And this is why I designed the two programs that I did, Becoming and the 6 Week Shift. So if I give you a quick rundown. So Becoming is a self-led program. It really is a nervous system regulation, a deep healing, and then a manifestation program. So for someone to go on their own journey around manifestation, to really shift the way they feel about themselves, to regulate their kind of mind, regulate their body, and ultimately become a manifestational magnet. And then the 6 Week Shift, similar principles to some extent, very different module structure. And also it's a one-to-one coach program with me. So you get 6 calls, you get the 6 modules, you get 6 bonuses, and you've got a bonus on basically my journey with trauma that comes with the 6 Week Shift, because you cannot have a healing and transformation program without addressing trauma as a subject. And again, not a therapist here, not a psychologist, not a therapist, simply a mindset coach who has been on this journey. And the reason I believe that these courses are the absolute bollocks, like the truly the bollocks, is because I've lived them. And I've literally just watched 2 cohorts of clients. So 1 wave go through Becoming and 1 wave go through the 6 Week Shift, and we're in 5 and 6 for some of the girls right now, is actually knowing it works. Like, I've seen it work. And so when I sit here on this podcast and give this to you for free and tell you this stuff around what you need to do, the truth is only 1% of people will actually do it, because you haven't paid for it. You'll listen to it, you'll laugh when I swear, it might make you feel good. Maybe you even watch this and don't even like me, right? It might activate you and get you a bit like, oh, I disagree on every level. There's nothing wrong with that. But truthfully, if you want to change, you're going to have to do some structured work here. You're going to have to prioritize the things I've talked about. And sometimes there is so much information out there, it's overwhelming to know where to go. So if I can be of assistance, you can check out both programs at lisasuperfox.com/6 for the 6-week shift and lisasuperfox.com/confidence for the becoming program. But let me talk to you about what else I want to talk about around energy. So inspired action. Oh, yes. So your energy. So let's say you've lined up your physical, your emotional and your mental energy. That, my friends, is called alignment. Now, alignment, people use this word way out of context and will say things like, they use the word alignment to describe like what they want. And the thing is, desire is really important. But alignment is when your desires and your belief and your energy matches up and you become then a vibrational match for the thing that you are seeking. So alignment is not going, oh yes, I would like that. Alignment is going, I would like that. I absolutely back myself and know I can have it. And I know I've got what it takes energetically to achieve it. But from a sense of calm and trust and a sense of ease and flow, and not from a state of like, oh, I need to achieve it because then it will mean something about me. And so inspired action off the back of that is not action for the sake of action. It's not ticking boxes. It's not blind hustle. Inspired action is coming from alignment. It's coming from that place of, I have this big desire. I believe I can have it. I've got the energy to go out and achieve this or do this thing. Because sometimes, guys, there'll be things that you want, things you believe you can have, but you actually know that that's not the season that you're in, that you're sat there thinking, I actually don't have the energy to complete this right now. I don't have what it takes. And that was me in the summer. I had some goals and I was like, you know what? These are not for right now. Like my doubt, my belief in them is not wavering. My desire for them hasn't wavered. But right now, it's just not where I'm at. Like, I don't have it in me, the capacity. And capacity is a beautiful word. I don't have the energetic capacity. I don't have the room to hold space for this goal, for this creation, for this manifestation. And so alignment is when all three things come together. And this is where divine timing comes in. And I had a big rant about divine timing the other night because people think they use the word divine timing to describe not being ready. Divine timing is when you are absolutely fucking ready. And then something happens that's synchronistic that you're like, as if that could have happened. That's divine timing, right? So you've got these three things. So you've got desire, belief, and you've got energy. You've got energetic capacity to achieve things. That's alignment. From that place, the action that you feel called to take, the action that you choose to take, the action that feels good to you in that moment, that is inspired action. Inspired action is always powerful because it's backed with so much energetic vibration. The challenge is that a lot of us are tick boxing through life. We're doing things because we think we should, because we think they're the right thing to do, because we think they're the next thing to do. And the challenge is that doesn't have any vibrational power behind it. So even if there are things that right now, maybe you're like, Luce, I'm a bit far away from alignment. Right now, I just don't know if I can really get behind this, but this actually just needs to get done. Then my advice would be this. Before you do the things, so whether it's do the workout, whether it's make the sales call, whether it's, you know, babysit your kids, I don't know, whatever it is. Get in the energy of, how do I want this to go? How would it feel in my body if this went like this? How would it feel in my body if this person answered the phone and was polite? How would it feel if at the end of this workout, I felt energized, I didn't feel tired, I felt really good, and I was one step closer to my weight loss goal or whatever it is, right? Then when you're in that energy, you're still taking an inspired, aligned action. Yes, you might not have created the foundations of belief and desire and energetic capacity to hold this massive manifestation, but you will have made an energetic imprint in that thing. You will have attached positive feeling. You will have raised your energetic vibration by doing that thing because you put yourself in the energy of, this is going to go well. This is going to go how I want it to go before you did the thing. And the thing is, guys, I use the word like the thing a lot. Like I'm quite vague a lot. And the reason is because I could apply this to fitness. I could apply this to money. I could apply this to business. I could apply it to anything because I don't believe in niching myself off. I'm not going to sit here and tell you, oh, I'm a confidence coach. Like what a load of bullshit. Like I'm a mindset coach. And whether you right now are struggling with your money mindset or struggling with your nervous system, I can fucking help you. I am the niche, right? My crazy energy is my niche and so is yours. So what I want you to know is that when I say these things, it's not because it doesn't apply to your situation. It's because it does apply to your situation. So that was inspired action, alignment, manifestation, ease and flow. Yeah. So when people believe that manifestations are hard or that goals in life are hard, and I actually don't believe that. I know from experience some of the biggest things that I have ever achieved, received, whichever word you want to use, whichever one feels most comfortable to you, have always come from when I've been in that aligned energy, that inspired action, when I've stepped up, taken the move, made the moves ahead of time. And then it's felt easy and flowy, even though to someone on the outside, it might have looked like I worked really hard. It's not about what we do. It's about how we feel when we do it. And so if you right now are like, you want this goal, maybe you've got this money goal, right? I don't know, a 10K a month goal. Most people speak to me about 10K a month. So let's say you've got a 10K a month goal and you're like, the reason you want the 10K a month goal is because you want to feel free. You want to feel safe. You want to feel like there's money in the bank. You want to feel like there's extra to do all the things, but you're doing the work to achieve or receive the 10K a month in a state of like, stress and frantic and panicked and worried and obligation and should. Hun, it's not a vibrational match. So this is why we have to get aligned with the thing that we want. We have to feel how it feels if we're the things already happen, and then take the action from that place. Because when we do that, then we are a vibrational match for that experience. And here's how I know that to be true, because I absolutely was that same person when I was going six figures. I was like, this is what's going to happen. I'm going to hustle. I'm going to get there. Do you know what I had to do when I got there? Keep fucking hustling, because that is the system I had created to get there. It's like a relationship. You can't invest and be this person all the way through a relationship, get to marriage, and then be like, ah, fuck it, not be that person, lol, and then expect to stay married, right? Same thing. So just, this is where it's so important to get clear on what you want, to do the work to believe you can have it, to then create the energetic capacity through taking care of yourself, the practical stuff, the emotional stuff, the mental stuff, so you have the energetic capacity to hold space or create room for the manifestation. And when you're doing all those things and moving from inspired action, you will never, ever not trust the process, because you're like, well, I'm a fucking match and I'm doing what I know I need to do and I'm feeling really good and I'm prioritizing myself. So therefore, it's going to happen for me, right? And then you never doubt the process because of the fact that you're in the energy as if the things already happened anyway. Run over. So if right now you're like, I've got to change, Luz, something has got to change, then you can unlock my free Next Level Shift training. It's completely free. You can either DM me and I can send you the link, or you can go to luzsuperfox.com/shift and you can unlock the free video training. There's a summary in there of the three programs that you can go to next if you feel like you need that supporting help. You've got the Becoming program, which is really a program about stepping into your manifestational power, healing your past journeys and stories, and ultimately about getting clear on what you want whilst healing and regulating the nervous system at the same time. So it's very much a big manifestational program with the healing and transformation. And then the 6-week shift is a 6-week one-to-one coaching program with me that's really about stepping into your authenticity. It's about stepping into your next level. And obviously a huge part of that is including things we've talked about today, but it's less of a manifestation program and more of a stepped coaching program to really help you step into your next level self for 2024. So the prepayment for 5 months for the 6-week shift is open as of today. So we're on Sunday, the 3rd, December, 2023. Cannot wait to listen back to this in 10 years time. And there is 5 months to prepay. So you can make the prepayments now, and the program opens in January. And what that means is you get 5 months to pay the course off, which just gives you that little bit extra cash flow. And again, puts you in that financial state of ease and flow. And likely a lot of people want to elevate themselves. They want to elevate their next level selves. They want to step into their authentic selves because money is an extension of that. There's probably a next level financial goal in there somewhere for you. So by then paying a program off with ease and flow can sometimes allow you to manifest and basically be an, what's the word I'm looking for? Be an energetic match for that financial abundance that you're seeking, because you feel like with this investment, you're feeling abundant, you're feeling easy, you're feeling flowy. So that's all I have to say on energy. That's what I know so far. And that was the way that I see it. So if you feel called to join one of the programs, to come join me in the 6-week shift, again, you can check that all out at lucysuperfox.com. If you've ever had any questions, feel free to DM me on the TikTok, on the Instagram, @lucysuperfox. I love you all so much, and I will see you on the next episode.